The dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. With the current commodity prices, there will, of course, be interest in corn, soybeans, and wheat in 2022. Martinson Ag Risk Management market analyst Randy Martinson says there also will be demand for specialty crops like barley, canola.
And I think dry edible beans will come into play as well, because they're going to show some pretty strong, I think, revenue returns for as far as crop insurance guarantees are concerned. And I think that's going to help secure some acres.
Fertilizer will be a determining factor for many acres.
I would say we're probably looking at a third to maybe a little bit more than that we're able to get out and get some fertilizer applied this fall. I think the availability of anhydrous kind of slowed things down, and then the price of urea. So I think that there's going to be a blank slate. A lot of guys are going to be able to switch acres just because they're not going to have everything fertilized for corn. I think there will be some variability out there as far as decision making.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.